said the king, "this was a shameful custom." "Truly," said Sir Galahad, "so seemed me, and meseemed it had been a great pity that this knight should have been slain, for I dare say he is the noblest man that beareth life, but if it were Sir Lancelot du Lake." "Now, fair knight," said Sir Galahad, "I require thee tell me thy name, and of whence thou art, and whither thou wilt." "Sir," he said, "my name is Tristram de Liones, and from King Mark of Cornwall I was sent on message unto King Agwisance of Ireland, for to fetch his daughter to be his wife, and here she is ready to go with me into Cornwall, and her name is La Beale Isoud." "And Sir Tristram," said Sir Galahad, the haut prince, "well be ye found in these marches, and so ye will promise me to go unto Sir Lancelot du Lake, and accompany with him, ye shall go where ye will, and your fair lady with you, and I shall promise you never in all my days shall such customs be used in this castle as have been used." "Sir," said Sir Tristram, "now I let you wit, so God me help, I weened ye had been Sir Lancelot du Lake when I saw you first, and therefore I dread you the more, and sir, I promise you," said Sir Tristram, "as soon as I may, I will see Sir Lancelot, and in fellowship me with him, for of all the knights of the world I most desire his fellowship." Page 352. Chapter 28. How Sir Lancelot met with Sir Carados, bearing away Sir Gawain, and of the rescues of Sir Gawain. And then Sir Tristram took his leave when he saw his time, and took the sea. And in the meantime word came unto Sir Lancelot and to Sir Tristram that Sir Carados, the mighty king, that was made like a giant, fought with Sir Gawain, footnote 1, and gave him such strokes that he swooned in his saddle, and after that he took him by the collar, and pulled him out of his saddle, and fast bound him to the saddle bow, and so rode his way with him towards his castle. And as he rode, by fortune Sir Lancelot met with Sir Carados, and anon he knew Sir Gawain that lay bound after him. "Ah," said Sir Lancelot unto Sir Gawain, "how stands it with you?" "Never so hard," said Sir Gawain, "unless that ye help me, for so God me help, without ye rescue me, I know no knight that may, but other you or Sir Tristram." Wherefore Sir Lancelot was heavy of Sir Gawain's words, and then Sir Lancelot bade Sir Carados lay down that knight and fight with me. "Thou art but a fool," said Carados, "for I will serve you in the same wise." "As for that," said Sir Lancelot, "spare me not, for I warn thee I will not spare thee." And then he bound Sir Gawain hand and foot, and so threw him to the ground. And then he gat his spear of his squire, and departed from Sir Lancelot to fetch his course. And so either met with other, and brake their spears to their hands, and then they pulled out swords, and hurtled together on horseback more than an hour. And at the last Sir Lancelot smote Sir Carados such a buffet upon the helm that it pierced his brain pan. Page 353. So then Sir Lancelot took Sir Carados by the collar and pulled him under his horse's feet, and then he alit and pulled off his helm and struck off his head, and then Sir Lancelot unbound Sir Gawain. So this same tale was told to Sir Galahad and to Sir Tristram. Here may ye hear the nobleness that followeth Sir Lancelot. "Alas," said Sir Tristram, "and I had not this message in hand with this fair lady, truly I would never stint, or I had found Sir Lancelot." Then Sir Tristram and La Beale Isoud went to the sea and came into Cornwall, and there all the barons met them. Chapter 29. Of the Wedding of King Mark to La Beale Isoud, and of Bragwaine her maid, and of Palamedes. And anon they were richly wedded with great nobly. And reader's note, nobly here means pomp. Return to text. But ever, as the French book saith, Sir Tristram and La Beale Isoud loved ever together. Then was there great jousts and great tourneying, and many lords and ladies were at that feast, and Sir Tristram was most praised of all other. Thus dured the feast long, and after the feast was done, within a little while after, by the assent of two ladies that were with Queen Isoude, they ordained for hate and envy for to destroy Dame Bragwaine, that was maiden and lady unto La Beale Isoude, and she was sent into the forest for to fetch herbs, and there she was met and bound feet and hand to a tree, and so she was bound in 3 days. And by fortune Sir Palamedes found Dame Bragwaine, and there he delivered her from the death, and brought her to a nunnery there beside for to be recovered. When Isoude the queen missed her maiden, wit ye well she was right heavy as ever was any queen, for of all earthly women she loved her best. The cause was for she came with her out of her country. And so upon a day Queen Isoude walked into the forest to put away her thoughts, and there she went herself unto a well and made a great moan. Page 354. And suddenly there came Palamedes to her, and had heard all her complaint, and said, "Madame Isoude, an ye will grant me my boon, I shall bring to you Dame Bragwaine safe and sound." And the queen was so glad of his proffer that suddenly unadvised she granted all his asking. Reader's note, unadvised here means rashly. Return to text. "Well, madam," said Palamedes, "I trust to your promise, and if ye will abide here 30 minutes, I shall bring her to you." "I shall abide you," said La Beale Isoude. And Sir Palamedes rode forth his way to that nunnery, and lightly he came back again with Dame Bragwaine, but by her good will she would not have come in again, because for love of the queen she stood in adventure of her life. Notwithstanding, half against her will, she went with Sir Palamedes unto the queen, and when the queen saw her, she was passing glad. "Now, madam," said Palamedes, "remember upon your promise, for I have fulfilled my promise." "Sir Palamedes," said the queen, "I wot not what is your desire, but I will that ye wit, howbeit I promised you largely, I thought none evil, nor, I warn you, none ill will I do." "Madam," said Sir Palamedes, "as at this time ye shall not know my desire, but before my lord your husband there shall ye know that I will have my desire, and that ye have promised me." And therewith the queen departed, and rode home to the king, and Sir Palamedes rode after her. And when Sir Palamedes came before the king, he said, "Sir King, I require you, as ye be a righteous king, that ye will judge me the right." "Tell me your cause," said the king, "and ye shall have right." Page 355. Chapter 30. How Palamedes demanded Queen Isoude, and how Lambegus rode after to rescue her, and of the escape of Isoude. "Sir," said Palamedes, "I promised your queen Isoude to bring again Dame Bragwaine that she had lost, upon this covenant, that she should grant me a boon that I would ask, and without grudging other advisement she granted me." "What say ye, my lady?" said the king. "It is as he saith, so God help me," said the queen. "To say thee sooth, I promised him his asking for love and joy that I had to see her." "Well, madam," said the king, "and if ye were hasty to grant him what boon he would ask, I will well that ye perform your promise." "Then," said Palamedes, "I will that ye wit that I will have your queen to lead her and govern her whereas me list." Therewith the king stood still and bethought him of Sir Tristram, and deemed that he would rescue her. And then hastily the king answered, "Take her with the adventures that shall fall of it, for, as I suppose, thou wilt not enjoy her no while." "As for that," said Palamedes, "I dare right well abide the adventure." And so, to make short tale, Sir Palamedes took her by the hand and said, "Madam, grudge not to go with me, for I desire nothing but your own promise." "As for that," said the queen, "I fear not greatly to go with thee, howbeit thou hast me at advantage upon my promise, for I doubt not I shall be worshipfully rescued from thee." "As for that," said Sir Palamedes, "be it as it may." So Queen Isoude was set behind Palamedes and rode his way. Anon the king sent after Sir Tristram, but in no wise could he be found, for he was in the forest an hunting, for that was always his custom, but if he used arms to chase and to hunt in the forest. Page 356. Alas, said the king, now I am shamed forever, that by mine own assent my lady and my queen shall be devoured. Then came forth a knight, his name was Lambegus, and he was a knight of Sir Tristram. My lord, said the knight, sith ye have trust in my lord Sir Tristram, wit ye well for his sake I will ride after your queen and rescue her, or else I shall be beaten. Gramercy, said the king, and I live, Sir Lambegus, I shall deserve it. And then Sir Lambegus armed him and rode after as fast as he might, and then within a while he overtook Sir Palamedes, and then Sir Palamedes left the queen. What art thou, said Palamedes, art thou Tristram? Nay, he said, I am his servant, and my name is Sir Lambegus. That me repenteth, said Palamedes, I had liever thou hadst been Sir Tristram. I believe you well, said Lambegus, but when thou meetest with Sir Tristram, thou shalt have thy hands full. And then they hurtled together, and all to brast their spears, and then they pulled out their swords and hewed on helms and hauberks. At the last, Sir Palamedes gave Sir Lambegus such a wound that he fell down like a dead knight to the earth. Then he looked after La Belle Isoude, and then she was gone, he nist where. Wit ye well, Sir Palamedes was never so heavy. So the queen ran into the forest, and there she found a well, and therein she had thought to have drowned herself. And as good fortune would, there came a knight to her that had a castle thereby. His name was Sir Adtherp. And when he found the queen in that mischief, he rescued her and brought her to his castle. And when he wist what she was, he armed him and took his horse and said he would be avenged upon Palamedes. And so he rode on till he met with him, and there Sir Palamedes wounded him sore, and by force he made him to tell him the cause why he did battle with him, and how he had led the queen unto his castle. Page 357. Now bring me there, said Palamedes, or thou shalt die of my hands. Sir, said Sir Adtherp, I am so wounded I may not follow, but ride you this way, and it shall bring you into my castle, and there within is the queen. Then Sir Palamedes rode still till he came to the castle, and at a window La Belle Isoude saw Sir Palamedes. Then she made the gates to be shut strongly. And when he saw he might not come within the castle, he put off his bridle and his saddle, and put his horse to pasture, and set himself down at the gate like a man that was out of his wit, that recked not of himself. Chapter 31. How Sir Tristram rode after Palamedes, and how he found him and fought with him, and by the mean of Isoude the battle ceased. Now turn we unto Sir Tristram, that when he was come home, and wist La Belle Isoude was gone with Sir Palamedes, wit yet well he was wroth out of measure. Alas, said Sir Tristram, I am this day shamed. Then he cried to Gouvernail his man, haste thee that I were armed and on horseback, for well I wot Lambegus hath no might nor strength to withstand Sir Palamedes. Alas, that I have not been in his stead. So anon, as he was armed and horsed, Sir Tristram and Gouvernail rode after into the forest, and within a while he found his knight Lambegus, almost wounded to the death, and Sir Tristram bare him to a forester and charged him to keep him well. And then he rode forth, and there he found Sir Adtherp sore wounded, and he told him how the queen would have drowned herself had he not been, and how for her sake and love had he taken upon him to do battle with Sir Palamedes. Page 358. Where is my lady? Said Sir Tristram. Sir, said the knight, she is sure enough within my castle, and she can hold her within it. Gramercy, said Sir Tristram, of thy great goodness. And so he rode till he came nigh to that castle, and then Sir Tristram saw where Sir Palamedes sat at the gate sleeping, and his horse pastured fast afore him. Now go thou, Gouvernail, said Sir Tristram, and bid him awake and make him ready. So Gouvernail rode unto him and said, Sir Palamedes, arise, and take to thee thine harness. But he was in such a study, he heard not what